Makeda, who's coming, yes?
Yeah, he's coming in training this morning, hopefully get the paperwork done this afternoon, and he'll be available for tomorrow, which I feel is a fantastic signing for us.
It's a huge signing, isn't it? From a club like Manchester United, for a player who burst onto the scene a couple of years ago, to bring him here must be a feeling of great achievement for you.
It is, and it's quite humbling as well, you know, because the manager, the secretary, the chief exec there have massively helped us out on this one, you know, and it's in a time where a lot of the bigger clubs and bigger players get a bit of stick financially. It just shows you that they are willing to help people out and other clubs out, so it's a massive thank you to them.
So they've put their hands in the pockets, have they?
I don't know about that. I didn't get involved too much in that side of it, but what I do know is that we've been able to get a quality player here, albeit for a short space of time to begin with, but hopefully with a view to extending it.
How long is he here for initially?
It's a month initially, and then hopefully all going well, and Chico, as he likes to get called, is enjoying it, as I'm sure he will. We've got the option to extend it to the 93 days.
How long have you been working on it?
For quite a while. You know, we had a little nibble at him earlier on, just before the season started. It wasn't to be then, but there's been a lot of goodwill from, as I said, from Man United and the player to want to come here, because very late on Saturday night, there was another big club that had come in for him, you know, and that the club and the player have stayed true to wanting to come here.
What about David Moyes? Did you have a good relationship with him prior to this deal being done? Is he someone that you know well?
He's somebody that I've obviously came across throughout and spoke to him a few times when I was older manager, and he's been a massive help to me, you know, both on the pitch and off the pitch. So I'd like to, as I said, thank him for allowing this to happen.
Does it say a lot about how you're wanting to play the game, the fact that they've allowed him to come here? Because they don't just let their players go anywhere, do they?
No, they don't, and I think it's, you know, the style of football that we're trying to play at the minute, and you know, David knows that as a staff and myself that we'll look after them, and we'll keep them well informed of their progression, and I know that's something that other players have had on loan that the managers like, you know, we'll, every time they train, every time they play, we keep them updated, not just weekly but daily, and I think they really appreciate that they get looked after. And Doncaster's got a reputation of being a really good football club as well, which helps.
What will he add then?
Goals, hopefully. Yep. You know, through watching him, keeping tabs on him, not just recently. He's a goal scorer. People might look at his record and say that's a bit of a stupid statement, but the clubs he's been on loan, you know, the big clubs he's been on loan at, he's went there and not really played, which has been a massive disappointment for him. But we're hopeful that'll work in our favour, because the kid's determined. You know, he's got a great attitude, and he's really hungry to get his career back on track.
He watched the game, didn't he, at Huddersfield at the weekend. What was his feeling about how you did?
He was really impressed in how we played and how we try and play. And being a confident lad, he felt that if he played, he would probably have scored a few goals. But I don't mind that. And he's just desperate to hit the ground running, you know. And as I said, it's been a frustrating couple of years for him. Hopefully, he'll get the opportunity here to show everybody what he's all about.
What are you thinking with him in mind? Are you thinking of playing three up top, or are you looking to still stick with the two?
I ain't telling you that. It adds top quality competition for places, you know. Brownie, I thought was outstanding again on Saturday. Theo's got his pace in behind and looks a threat in every game, so what it does do and what it will do is keep everybody on their toes.
You started the season scoring, but they've dried up a little bit in recent weeks. Is that a major concern for you or not?
Not really, not the way we played on Saturday and the chances we created. You know, we've had one cleared off the line, we've had a couple of scrambles, a few near misses, you know, we've had banging on about it, but a definite penalty second half. You know, and if you're not creating their chances and playing that way, you do get slightly worried. But the way we played Saturday showed me that the boys are buying in what we want to do after the disappointment from Bournemouth.
In terms of your business, is that it? In and out?
I don't know. I didn't think I was going to be able to pull this one off. So, look, never say never. As I said, we always want to bring, it's a boring answer, we always want to bring good players in if we can.
Yeah.
And it's important, like, we've had no real inquiries about anybody going out yet. But the ones that are in the fringes at the minute, it's important we look after them and try and get some football in them as well.
What about team use for this one? Is Makeda fit and available?
Yeah, as I said, hopefully, I'm not jumping the gun here, that the paperwork all gets done and sorted this morning. And he'll be available to go straight in the squad tomorrow.
So the fact he's not had much football of late, not
he's
a worry?
He's done a full pre-season at Man United.
Right.
I've seen him play in a few of their pre-season games, albeit, you know, I've seen him play at Crewe, and he played, Nani played, Scott Wooten went before he went to Leeds, and Antonio Valencia played in it, you know, so he's been in good company in the games he's played in.
Any injury problems going into it? Forrester picked up a knock, didn't he, back end of the week?
Yeah, Harry's going to do a bit of light training this morning, just with a view of seeing how he is tomorrow. Maybe it might be a bit too soon, but we'll see how he comes through today, and apart from that, everybody else is fine.
Is it a frustration for you about him, the fact he's not been able to get into the groove yet? Because he came here and everyone knew what a quality player he was, but we've not really seen him, have we?
We've not, and as much as it's frustrating for me, it's more frustrating for the kid. You know, he's working ever so hard to do everything he can to make himself available, and sometimes you can't legislate for an innocuous challenge in training, you know, that's put him back a little bit. But the positive thing and the most important thing is it wasn't serious, and there was a slight doubt that he'd done the initial injury again as well, but it's a completely different one, and just a little kick, so he'll be all right.
What about Fernandez? Update?
Yeah, Mark's been out. He's been out in the training pitch this morning, doing a bit of running, doing a bit of light ball work, so he's getting closer all the time. So, you know, hopefully within 3 weeks we might see Mark out in the training pitch and playing part in some games.
And a handful of games in, what's the general feeling about the place?
Yeah, good. We're positive, you know, and I think the players are actually beginning to believe how competitive they can be in this league. You know, there's a slight disappointment that we've not got more points on board, because we feel as if the performances have deserved that. But there's still a massive hunger and desire to succeed and to learn and get better.
But you're always in games, aren't you?
We are.
That's a positive. All right, you might not always get the results you want, but you're in games all the time.
We're competing. We're getting a lot of plaudits for the way we play, but I would much rather be getting results as well at the same time, you know.
Watford next, what kind of a test is this for you?
Yeah, well, it'll be a test. You know, one thing we tried to do last week, as much as all the preparation was going into the Huddersfield game, we were looking forward to the Watford game as well, because whether it's lucky or not, I'll tell you after the game on Tuesday night, but it's a team that sets up in a very similar way to how Huddersfield do, you know, the three at the back and the wing backs. So our preparation really for this game started last Monday, you know, so the players know what to expect, the players know how to play against it, and if they do what they've done Saturday, we'll go down there with a chance.
It's been a massive change in philosophy, hasn't it, and the club themselves got a bit of stick last year for the way they went about their business, but you can't argue with the way they play the game, can you? They've got some top individuals there.
Hey, look, they've got a top manager as well, you know. I played in a Legends tournament in Barbados last year with Gianfranco in it, and he could still play now, I'll tell you that right now. And he's got automatic respect from everybody in the game, especially his players, and they go out and play in a way that shows that they'd respect the manager.
This is a good benchmark for you, as the Wigan game was, I suppose?
It will be. I thought Saturday was as well, you know, and we've got two tough games coming up. But as always, we'll be going to Watford, and from the outside looking in, people won't be expecting a lot from us, you know, so nobody's expecting a lot. Let's go and prove them wrong. Let's go down there and have a right good go at them.
I just wonder whether games like this might suit you, because they're not going to kind of get two solid banks of four behind the ball. They're not that kind of team. They're going to come on to you. Might that give you a bit of space to work with?
And that's how it's important that our concentration levels are the same as they were on Saturday without the ball. You know, I thought for 60 minutes, 70 minutes especially, Huddersfield really struggled to cope with us, you know, and to the point that Mark afterwards openly admitted that they changed their system three times to end up accommodating us. You know, so the players have got to take a lot of confidence for that going into Tuesday night's game. Without the ball, be hard to beat. But when we get it, you know, you go and play, go and enjoy it.
The start's always important, I guess, isn't it? Especially against a team like this, because if you don't start well and they get into their rhythm, they're very hard to stop, aren't they?
We're going to have to be bang at it. Yeah. You know, we know that if we're off it slightly, that we could go down there and take a little bit of a beating, you know. But to be fair to the players there, their attitude's top class, you know, and they know that we're going to have to start well. There's no point starting well if you don't continue it out throughout the game.